I think when it comes to thought, we've had probably one of the biggest generational shifts, and it's called tolerance. The concept of tolerance has completely, totally changed from the time of the parents to the time of young people today. This is why when I teach that tolerance is one of the greatest evils taught in the world today, many Christians even get upset with me. Well, how can you say that? It's one. I said, because you don't understand tolerance. It has totally changed. You see, with mom and dad, with the older generation, younger than you and me, but with mom and dad, tolerance to them is to accept the individual and disagree with their concepts. I love you as a person, but I do not agree with what you say. You're being tolerant. Well, that is sin today. Tolerance today, because it's gone through what's called an epistemological shift. Today means that all values, all beliefs, all lifestyles, all claims to truth are equal. And if you dare to say there's a value, a belief, a claim to truth, a lifestyle better or lesser than another, by definition today, and I document this in a book, by definition today, you are a bigot and intolerant. And the problem is, parents and others are reacting to their kids, responding to their children under their concept of tolerance when their child has a totally different concept of tolerance. You're not communicating. So I wrote this book to try to help parents, moms and dads, to understand their children when it comes to morality and beliefs and values, and to communicate with them in language they will understand and not confusion.
So you're saying there are all kinds of things that in this culture we would all agree should not be tolerated. Domestic violence should not be tolerated. Sexual abuse of children should not be tolerated. We can come up with a list of things that everybody would say, we should not tolerate that. We got to think differently about what we mean by tolerate, don't we?
There's people that would not agree with you, Bob.
That would say we need to tolerate domestic violence?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. If you take a hardcore person committed to tolerance...
In order to be consistent, they would have to allow that.
They would have to allow that. With my son, this was a number of years ago, I said, Sean, I picked him up at school. Is there anything they teach you in high school here in Julian, California, that's an absolute? It's true for everyone in every place at all times. He said, yeah. I said, what is it? He said, tolerance. I said, son, let me ask you this. Do they teach you to be tolerant of the tolerant and give you permission to be intolerant of the intolerant? He said, yeah, Dad. I said, that's the problem. Total inconsistency.